this is Elizabeth.
And Kara.
And this is In Transit.
Two triathletes take on the world.
We did it wrong again this week.
Yeah. That's okay. We might be starting a new trend. You never know. All right, so for Try 101, Kara, our race is coming up.
Yeah, I know. And I'm getting excited, but I'm also a little nervous.
Why are you nervous?
Because it's a scary thing.
A scary thing.
Well, and as always, we're in transit to go work out.
I just spilled water all over me.
And my driving's a little too erratic for...
Well, this is on me and not your car.
Well, it's just water.
It's ice, okay. Freaking cold, too.
Ooh, excelente.
Excelente. That's good, though, because it's like a 50 million degrees outside right now.
Yeah, I'll tell you, it's 97.
Yeah, it feels a lot hotter than that.
And, okay, so anyway, yeah. We are going to do one last open water swim practice before the race this weekend.
Yeah, we're just doing a short one, right?
We're going to, yeah, just get a little dipple, do ya?
A little dipple, do ya?
Yeah, and then, even though it's so freaking hot, I'm going to practice with the wetsuit one more time, and this time we're going to try to do a quick transition.
Yeah.
To really stimulate race, whatever you call it, performance.
Yeah.
As closely as possible.
Okay, so,
I never answered your question.
No.
So why am I nervous?
Yeah.
Or anxious?
Yeah.
Two reasons, mostly. Number one, because the race is about 6,500 feet higher in altitude than where we are currently.
Yeah, I'm really freaking out about that, too.
And the number two reason is that I am doing the Olympic distance triathlon, and I've only done one other Olympic distance, so I'm kind of nervous because the last time I did an Olympic distance, I kind of bonked on the run. So
yeah.
I mean, it was okay, but I just felt like I wasn't
top performance,
very prepared for it. Yeah. So, and I don't know how I'm feeling this time. I think my swim and bike are probably good, and I think my swim is better than the last time I did an Olympic, but I think my run is about the same or maybe even a little weaker.
Really?
That's not a good sign.
I'm sure you'll do
it's
just
probably
fine.
All psychological, so I just need to talk myself into it.
Right.
I'm going to do it, and I'm going to win.
I'm going to win. So, yeah, good. What are your goals for your swim? How far is your swim?
1,500 meters.
And what's your goal?
My goal is under 38 minutes.
Okay, good. My swim is 700 meters, and my goal is under 38 minutes.
Okay, that's good.
No,
you have
okay.
A goal.
Yeah. What is your, what's your bike?
40K, about 25 miles.
Okay.
My goal on that is... just over an hour, probably. So I want I guess I don't really have a time goal, more so a average speed goal.
Oh, what's your average speed?
I want my average speed to be close to 20.
Okay. Yeah, that's what you've been pretty much averaging during your races lately anyway, right?
Pretty close.
Yeah.
Like between 19 and 20.
Yeah. Okay.
What is your goal? I mean, what's your distance on the bike?
18K, 11 miles.
Okay.
My goal is definitely under an hour. I mean, I guess 45 minutes.
Okay, good.
Maybe faster.
What do you want your average speed to approximate?
16 or 17, I think. Probably 17.
Good.
I think I'm probably higher than that, but I think for the race and the altitude and everything, accounting for all those factors, I guess I'm just going to... I'm not aiming for this race to be an A race, as we've discussed, so I think I think I average about 16 anyway, so I'd say 17, 18.
I'm aiming for this to be an F race, meaning finish.
Finish this race.
Yeah.
All right, what is your run's a 10K, obviously.
Yes.
And do you have a goal?
We should clarify, because I don't think we have yet. I'm doing the Olympic distance, Elizabeth's doing the sprint distance. It's the same race. They're just offering different distances the same day.
Yeah.
The start times are a little bit different.
Yeah, you're 20 minutes before me.
Right. So just to clarify that so everybody knows what's going on.
Yeah. Oh, it's a mountain man in Arizona. Flagstaff, Arizona.
Yes. And we are driving out.
Hey, do you know... Okay, wait, let's discuss our result, our goals.
The run, and then we'll go to whatever you just thought
Okay.
Okay. The run is 10K for me, and my goal is under an hour. So, or as close to an hour or under... Yeah, about an hour.
About an hour?
About an hour.
Good. Mine's a 5K, and I'm shooting for under... Like, right at 30 minutes, I think. Right at 30 minutes. So, okay.
Yeah, all these road noises, like I said before, driving out to the waterhole.
Yeah, we're being tri-boomer out there, too.
Oh, yeah. As he's made appearances on several shows. Tri-boomer, our local buddy, listener, he's meeting us out for swim, so we might have some audio from him coming up.
Yeah, so if you hear a guy talking in the background, it's probably tri-boomer.
But I'm sure we'll introduce him again.
Yeah. Okay, you know what I was thinking about yesterday?
What?
About the race? You know how I've only done one open water race before, and that was the Olympic distance we did last season.
Oh, yeah, I had to stop and think for a minute.
But,
that's true, because you've done one open water, one pool.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
But
oh, it's 102 now, sorry, I just noticed.
102 degrees?
Yeah.
Holy crap. I knew it was hotter than 97. Oh, it's probably because you were parked in the shade. Okay. It's 97 in the shade. That's craziness. And we're going out in the blazing lake.
And I'm wearing a wetsuit. How ridiculous is that? But hey, it's all part of being a triathlete.
Right? That's right. Okay, so what I was thinking about is I've seen pictures and I've seen other people racing before, and they always start on the beach or on the shoreline and charge into the water and go. We had to start in the water at our race.
Mm-hmm.
Remember?
Yeah, that's...
I did not like that at all. Did not like that at all.
Why?
So I'm hoping.
Explain to me why you didn't like it.
Well, because we had to sit there for 5 minutes and swim just in the one spot, so we're wasting all of our energy, what I mean? Because it's not like we could touch the ground.
Yes.
So, we were there for several minutes.
Yeah, that was kind of strange. I think, I'm trying to remember, I did one open water one where we were on a dock, basically, and then you just jumped in. You could either start in the water if you wanted, or you could jump in. I think I started in the water, but I could touch.
That would be easier if you could touch.
Dude, I can't remember. That's the only one I can recall besides the one that you were talking about. I did do a beach one. It was the River Cities Triathlon in Louisiana.
Oh.
That one, they have beach ones, and depending on how big your wave is, even if it's a beach one, a lot of times you start in the water, like... halfway submerged, I guess it depends on where you want to be in the pack, kind of, like where you want to position yourself. So if you want to be a front person in the swim, you're probably going to be pretty much all the way in the water, but if you want to be in the back, then you might still be on the beach and only your feet are wet or something.
Right.
So,
well, I was definitely at the end of the pack and I still couldn't touch that race. But anyway, I really hope we start on land or on a dock or something where we can jump in and go.
Yeah, I'm excited to get to the course and check it out.
Yeah, me too.
Because based on the maps from the website, it wasn't really clear. It was, but not exactly. There were drawings, but not...
descriptive.
Actually, photos of the course.
Right. And so, if you've never done a triathlon before, and your first one is an open water swim, just prepare for any kind of water start at all. Because I didn't know that. I had no idea how you started to swim during an open... I had no idea. It was my first triathlon.
I remember that triathlon we did, and it seems like so long ago now, but
like a million
it
years.
Was, when was that, October?
October last year.
I remember, okay, that was before, or maybe I had just gotten a heart rate monitor, because I haven't even had
for
a year, and I didn't wear it, because I don't remember exactly why.
You didn't think you could wear it in the water.
Yeah, I didn't think that you could wear it. First of all, I didn't think you could wear it in the water, because I thought it would ruin it. And then second of all, I didn't think it would work in the water. Mm-hmm. Well, at the race, when we're floating in the water waiting for the sun to start, all these women had their watches, like their fingers ready to hit start on their heart rate monitors. I'm like, oh, wish I would have wore mine now. But, oh well. You live and you learn. Oh, I gotta tell you a funny story about yesterday. I forgot to tell you.
All right.
And tell everybody else that, I guess. I was swimming yesterday also, but at the pool. And genius that I am, I wore my... Since now that I know I can wear my heart rate monitor in the pool. Uh-huh. I wore the transmitter, the strap that goes around your chest.
But you didn't bring your watch.
But I didn't wear my watch. Duh. And so I swam the whole swim practice with the strap on, but not the watch.
That's funny.
It's just silly. Lately my brain's been shorting out on me here and there.
That's funny.
But yeah, just thought I'd share that one with you.
Okay, so do you have any more pre-race thoughts?
No, my main concern is getting there as early as possible, which it's going to be a little hairy because we're going with a couple friends and they can't really leave as early as we could have.
Right.
So we're kind of going to have to work with them.
Yeah. And I think we'll be fine. I think you're stressing.
Yeah, I know. It's just the altitude thing, that's all.
Yeah, but you know what? 3 hours, 6 hours, one day is not going to make a difference.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll find out. You know?
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. I just don't know what to predict.
But you know what's good, though, is that we're camping outside, so we'll be outside in the environment.
Oh, yeah, because indoors they really pressurize the cabin.
Exactly.
There's no air inside.
Exactly. That's my point.
That makes perfect sense, Elizabeth.
They pressurize hotels.
Okay, anyway.
So, yeah.
Yes, we are camping, so we're going to be one with nature.
Yeah, the night before the triathlon. We're freaking soldiers or really stupid, one or the other?
No, I think we are serious everything.
Adventurers.
Yeah. We just go all out.
Yeah.
Anyway.
All right, so I guess that's Tri 101. You got anything else?
No. I think that's enough rambling for one segment.
Okay.
All right, so we have some clips from our travels back home. Elizabeth went to Arkansas, and I went back home to Iowa over the 4th of July weekend. Elizabeth has some comments about her traveling and some triathlon-related ones, and I mostly just talk about random things I saw along the way. So
All right. First
we'll play clips from Elizabeth, and then the following those will be some for me, so...
And they're in just random order.
They don't really flow together, but you'll kind of see in a minute here.
Right. We put some gaps in there between each clip, so you'll be able to tell the difference between them, but they're pretty random and weird.
But I guess that's kind of how we are, so it goes well with the show.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
I just made it to Arkansas. I wanted to record on my way here, but I couldn't figure it out, especially driving, so... I just made it here. It's beautiful weather. I'm actually still sitting in my car because I didn't want to get out until I figured it out. But I'm excited to get some exercise in this weekend. And hopefully I'll find some other athletes to talk to on the trails up here in Little Rock. So I'll get back with you then. I'm actually sitting here watching the Escape from Alcatraz triathlon. On Fox right now. It's pretty cool. Some of these people are just crazy fast. It's insane. But anyway, the Escape from Alcatraz 1.5 mile swim, 18 mile bike ride, and 8 mile run. So it's I don't know, like an in-between between a half iron and an Olympic. So I don't know. I just, the 1.5 mile swim seems crazy to me, but it's cool watching a triathlon review on TV like this. I don't know that I've ever seen anything like this before, so it's pretty cool. Okay, like I said, I'm sitting here watching the Escape from Alcatraz, a triathlon, I guess, update thing, or review, race review.
And there's this thing called Accenture who created this thing to be able to follow each triathlete through the race. So it's pretty cool that they just have a bunch of laptops at each race, and people who want to know, like family or friends who want to know where their friend is or where their family, mom or dad is, they can track them because they've got a chip on, I guess is how it works. But it's really, really cool.
Okay, so I'm actually driving back home now. I guess I could recap my week, what I did when I came up here. I guess I've already recorded a couple times, and I stopped probably on the 4th of July. So we listened to the Discovery shuttle take off about 1:36 in the afternoon or on July 4th. It was pretty cool. I always get really nervous when shuttles take off, but I think it was really neat they did on the 4th of July. That was on my way to Fort Smith, so I got to listen to it on the radio. But when I got to my sister's house, we had a barbecue, had some beers, played volleyball in the pouring down rain. It was a lot of fun. And played horseshoes a couple games of horseshoes. I climbed a tree. It was all in the rain, but finally, I had an allergic reaction while we were eating. I posted this on my blog, but I guess in the cake or something, in the icing or something in the cake my sister made, I had a reaction to, I don't know what it was. In the box, I read the ingredients and it didn't seem to be anything that was in the actual ingredients of the cake, so I'm a little confused what happened, but there were modified foods in the cake, so I guess maybe that might have been it, modified starches or something. So I had to take an epi shot and do that, so I had a pretty bad reaction. But about an hour or so later, I started feeling a lot better, and then the rain finally stopped, and we got to shoot some fireworks, and it was just amazing. We had such a good time, and so we had to drive back to Little Rock that evening, but we got back into Little Rock about 2 o'clock. So it was a long run home, but it was still so much fun. And then I guess the next day I didn't do, that was yesterday, I guess I didn't do too much. Just kind of a lot of internet work that I've been kind of putting off. So updated my blog, did all that. And then today I woke up pretty early and went for a long run. And then went and had lunch. And now I'm taking off back to Texas. So it's been a great week. We're really relaxing. Didn't really do too much of anything. I didn't go swimming like I wanted to. We didn't make it to the lake. But that's okay. I still feel like I got pretty good workouts in all. my butt muscles felt 100 times better the next day, so that wasn't an issue. I don't know what happened. I think it was a bowling injury of all things, but whatever. Yeah, so it's been a good 4th of July break. I'm not getting much reception on my phone right now, so I can't make any phone calls like I'm wanting to, but other than that, things are good, and that's about it. I hope I don't get pulled over, because my registration tag is in the mail at my house, and not on my car, so my registration on my car is actually expired as of June the 31st, or the 30th. Anyway, bye.
Hey everybody, I'm on my way back from Iowa. I'm about halfway back to Texas. I'm just went through Kansas City, and my trip back home for the 4th was fun. I saw some really good fireworks in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, and it was an excellent show. Got to see lots of friends and family, visit my grandma, grandpa, my brother, and everybody, so that was cool. And now I'm on my way back. I feel kind of like really lazy because I didn't get any working out done while I was gone. I was so busy doing stuff, but so I'm actually looking forward to getting back into the routine, and hopefully this hasn't thrown me off too much for the upcoming triathlon. And I just made a stop in Olathe, Kansas. Had to stop at Office Max to send the fax out, and it was actually a very smooth process. One thing I need to mention, I think is actually kind of cool. Maybe I just didn't notice before, or maybe it's been a while since I drove through Iowa, because usually I fly in. All the rest areas which in Iowa there are a lot of rest areas because there aren't very many businesses along the road. All of them have free wireless internet, so I thought that was pretty cool, and I tried it out, stopped at a couple of rest areas. I don't think I would have stopped if they wouldn't have had the internet. So, yeah, good. Maybe that's promoting safety. I don't know, who knows. Anyway, yeah, so I thought that was kind of neat. I thought I was kind of with it on that. I don't know about the other states if they have free wireless or not. All the Iowa signs say free wireless internet, so I don't know about the rest areas, but like in the other states I drove through, like Kansas and Oklahoma. Anyway, yeah, pretty cool. So yeah, looking forward to getting back into training and just back into the routine. But it was nice to go home and visit and see the green grass, because that's what I miss most. after missing, you know, friends and family. But yeah. So I think that's all the thoughts I have right now. I'm about 6 hours into driving, and I probably have at least another 6 to go. And so if I get bored later, or if I have any random insights, I will fill you in. That's all I have for now. Well, I'm on my way back to Iowa. I'm in Oklahoma now. I've been on the road for about 2.5 hours, and so far, so good. It's a nice day. Our boss let us leave work early for the holiday weekend, so I got to get on the road a little earlier. I was going to fly back home. Home is Iowa, from Dallas to Iowa, but the flights are outrageous, so I said, well, I have enough time, I'll just drive. So anyway, you're out in the middle of nowhere, Oklahoma, when you see a sign, an advertisement, and it says, for business, and instead of saying the distance, it says 2 minutes ahead. Everybody tells you how long it'll take, not miles, and I think that way too, except when you live in a bigger city like Dallas, you can't really, it's really unpredictable, so, because of traffic, so you can't really say it like that. You kind of have to say, well, it depends on what time of day and the distance, but yeah, you know, you're out in the country when it's always reliable, traffic's never backed up, and you can measure things in time. Anyway, that's my thought right now. I'll get back to you if I see anything else interesting to talk about. Okay, here's a weird thing for you. I'm driving through Oklahoma City. Yes, still driving. I see a billboard, and all it is red with white lettering, and it says, I pooted, like POOTED. And that's it. Red with white letters. And I'm wondering, what is that supposed to mean? Or did someone just take that billboard advertisement out just because they thought it was funny? Anyway, yeah, random things in Oklahoma City for ya.
Something we're stoked about. Elizabeth, what is it?
Well, we're camping, as you know. Well, for those who don't know, we're going to the Grand Canyon and we're camping. And we were in charge of getting a cooler together, and then the friends we're going with are in charge of getting another cooler together. And And so,
and we wanted to have the most stellar cooler.
Yeah, yeah. So,
and oh, and precursor, neither one of us already had a cooler.
Yeah, I've got a round cooler.
But not like a one to hold, not a big one to hold a bunch of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, not like a food cooler. I just have a drink cooler.
Because what do you need the food for, right?
Right. Anyway, so I went yesterday and I picked up a cooler, but it's an Igloo cooler, but it is, it's called an ice cube, and it's a cube instead of your regular rectangular cooler, you know, it's the cube. So, but it holds exactly the same amount, so it's a 48 quart, just like the big one, except it's just rearranged differently. It's tall and not wide.
And it, but it looks a lot smaller.
It does look really small, yeah.
Because I saw it in... I said to Elizabeth, that's a small one. And she said, right away, she's like, no, no, no.
It's the same amount.
It's the same capacity as
exactly.
The big dogs.
Same volume as the big dogs. But it's a lot easier to pack. So if you're going on a road trip or if you're going camping and space is an issue, then those are awesome, super stellar coolers to have.
Sounds like it. I mean, we'll give you a full review after.
And they come in full color and, like, cool colors, too.
What color did you get?
Like, a silvery blue.
Ooh.
Yeah. Igloo's cool like that.
Like, what do you call that? Coriander or something?
Oh, I don't know.
You know how there's always those weird names for colors?
Yeah. Like, they're really good.
You know, really, here's a side note for you. I remember when I
remember. Kara just tilted her head slightly when she started saying this story.
This is back to my childhood.
Okay.
So I was like,
were you nine?
I was like, to remember. I was about nine. Okay. And I just remember having crayons. Yes, I call them crayons.
God.
Not crayons. Makes me crazy. And they were normal colors, like Roy G. Biv, you know, red, orange, yellow, blue, indigo, violet, green.
I haven't heard that since kindergarten.
Roy G. Biv. You didn't learn Roy G. Biv in kindergarten.
No, it's more like fourth grade.
Yeah.
But I haven't heard it. It feels like kindergarten.
Okay, so anyway, remember we had normal color crayons? And now the kids, they have to have all these super stellar ones that are like,
could you pass me the Puce crayon, please?
Can I have the, I don't know.
Magenta.
Terracotta.
Yeah, terracotta orange one, please. I've got to color this pot.
Yeah, so I need the flesh tone.
Flesh tone, yeah. What's up with
that? No, I need the Caucasian flesh tone.
Yeah,
the African-American flesh tone.
Do they seriously have that?
I don't know. Just
oh, my God. They probably would come up with it. Anyway.
Probably. Anyway, I don't know where that came from.
Different color coolers.
But I was just noting the advancement in the color selection in crayons.
Thank you for saying it appropriately.
Or
properly.
Or crayons.
Crayons. For those folks up north, Kara says crayons.
Uh-huh.
For us southern folk down here, we say crayons. Anyway.
Crawdaddy.
Alright, so that's your stoked and stellar. Okay, it is time for the Bon Voyage trip tip of the week. Kara, what you got?
Well, in the planning of our wonderful excursion to the Grand Canyon, we discovered something rather peculiar. And it was none other than... Dun-dun-dun. Daylight savings time!
Daylight savings time!
Okay, what we found out was... Arizona, where the Grand Canyon is located, if you didn't already know, does not observe daylight savings time, so we have to take that into account when we travel there, because we are currently observing daylight savings time here in Tejas.
Right.
And many other states in the Union.
And we would have been late to the race.
Yeah. Wait. Yeah. Uh-huh.
We would have been late,
yeah,
right?
Because...
Not early.
I don't remember. I
think, yeah, it's late. It's late.
Anyway, we would have been messed up on the time, that's
right.
For sure. So anyway, we had to take into account two different things when we're going to Arizona. First of all, they're in a different time zone just in general. Mm-hmm. Second of all, they're not observing daylight savings.
Right.
So those are major things that you need to consider, especially, and if you're on vacation, it's one thing because you probably don't have to be anywhere by a certain time.
Right.
But if you're going to a race, that's a totally different story, especially when you have to be there at a certain time for the start.
And at the butt crack of dawn.
The transition. Yeah, early in the morning.
Yeah.
And also just for things like packet pickup.
Right, right, right.
So that is one major trip tip for you, is to consider time zones and daylight savings. And we, in the process of this whole thing, we found out some facts about daylight savings because we were curious which other states do not observe daylight savings, and we found it was Arizona and Hawaii.
Yeah.
They don't. And then Indiana, as of April 05, just the whole state finally started observing daylight savings, when before April 05, only part of the state did. Because they cover two time zones, isn't that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so that's why they were kind of divided on the issue.
Right.
And there's also some other U.S. territories that do not observe daylight savings. And what are those, Elizabeth?
Puerto Rico, the Virgin Islands, Guam, and American Samoa. And the reason why all those territories and regions don't observe daylight savings time is because they already have a lot of freaking sunshine. So they decided, since it's so sweltering hot out there, that they don't need an extra hour of sunshine. So they just decided not to do it. So I had no idea that Arizona didn't observe it. I thought it was kind of a worldwide thing, but...
Well, I didn't think it was worldwide, but I thought it was at least nationwide.
Yeah.
Like, United States, I thought at least all the states observed it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's an interesting fact and something you can hopefully utilize in your future endeavors.
Yeah. Oh, and also one quick itty-bitty trip tip is if you're going camping or something, waterproof matches do exist.
I didn't know until Elizabeth told me today. And because I thought, well, hey, dummy, put them in a waterproof container.
But if it's raining when you're trying to light a fire, that makes a difference.
Freaking amazing.
Technology. Chemists. Alright, so that's your Bon Voyage trip tip of the week.
Okay, this next little clip that we're tacking on to our Bon Voyage trip tip is actually a trip tip from Kara while she was on her trip. So it's just a bonus trip tip, so enjoy.
Okay, I have a travel tip. I'm still driving. Let's see, I've been driving for about 7.5 hours now. Feeling pretty good. Here's my travel tip. It is to take, if you're going to take a laptop with you, you should take blank CDRs in case you get sick of your music. Then you can burn, download some music when you have wireless access, and then just burn it so you don't have to buy CDs. That way you can just download whatever songs you want, or podcasts, of course. So yeah, that's what I did. I forgot to bring CDRs with me, so I bought a whole spindle, because that's the best deal. Buying just like a couple CDRs is such a ripoff. Anyway, so yeah, now I have a spindle of 50, and at home I have a spindle of 100. So if I would have just brought a few with me, that would have been convenient. So yeah, travel tip, or Bon Voyage trip tip, is to bring CDRs, blank CDRs, with you if you're going to be taking a computer with you. And, yep, I think that's all I have for now.
Okay, so as it usually works with us, we usually have to try things out a few times before we get them perfected. The following, we were trying to use some fancy recording techniques, or as we think they're fancy anyway.
Yeah.
And our first attempt wasn't so successful. So the following audio could have been a little better if I hadn't messed up my mic. So we were relying on one mic instead of two. So
I'm carrying the microphone, so I'm a lot louder than Kara. She sounds like she's in the back. Well, you are in the background, because I was walking ahead of you. But
yes, because so, we thought I was recording also, but it ends up I was recording a whole lot of nothing.
Yeah, so Kara's in the background, but she's there and she's talking.
Yeah, so that's just a forewarning about the quality of the following audio.
So, we didn't do Life Anxiety last week, did we?
I don't think so either.
So this week, what's bugging you, Elizabeth?
Well, you know, besides gas prices, I'm feeling pretty good this week. My run just now kind of freaked me out, but that's okay.
Yeah, I mean, you know what's causing me some anxiety is, what, we have how many days till our race?
Something like that. Four,
in
five.
In the last two runs I did before today. Today was okay. The last two, but it was short, so that doesn't count.
Yeah, today was really short, and I still almost, like, choked.
In the last two before that, I totally choked, I guess. That's a good way to put it. I just felt really like I didn't have enough energy. So I just stopped. So I'm calling that tapering.
Yeah, yeah, that's what we'll call it. Well, yeah, we just got done doing a 600-meter swim, and what was that, 15-minute run?
Oh.
Something like that? Yeah. It was pretty short, yeah. Really short.
Yeah. How far do you think that, we have Tri-Boomer here with us. How far do you think that run was, Tri-Boomer?
Oh, maybe a mile.
Yeah, if that. Oh, yeah. I don't even think that's...
It's like a little cool-down run. Right?
Yeah. But no excuses. Yeah, exactly. No excuses, but 102 last check. But I guess my life anxiety is just staying energized for the race and tapering down correctly, and that's about that anyway.
Yeah. Good.
Alright, so that's your life anxiety for the week.
The words, plural, of the week.
Words of the week.
Are also newsworthy. Because Merriam-Webster has decided to add some words to the dictionary. We thought we'd shame it.
Right.
Because we thought they were quite humorous.
Yeah, last week I was laying in bed at like 2 o'clock in the morning. I couldn't sleep, so I turned on my radio. And I was listening to some like coast-to-coast scary nighttime show, you know? And
Wait, is it one of those calling ones where it was like...
Yeah, or no, if you see ghosts, call in. It was really weird. Anyway, with George Norby, or whatever. Anyway, so I was listening to the radio at 2 o'clock in the morning because I couldn't sleep. And a commercial, or a bumper, one of the bumper bits of information for the show was that Merriam-Webster Dictionary has added new words to the dictionary, and they said that... Well, go ahead. You have a list.
Which is not a phenomenon in and of itself.
Right, but the words that they've added to the dictionary were completely crazy.
Yes.
Okay. So, yeah.
Here, I'll read the first three. We have six for you.
Yeah.
I'll read the first three, you read the last.
Okay.
I don't really think we need to define them, but they're just...
Yeah, crazy. They're pretty obvious, yeah.
Okay, the first one is drama queen.
Drama queen? What's up with that?
The second one is bikini wax.
Interesting
that...
Right.
I don't know. I thought it was weird how a lot of the words they added were
kind of compound.
Yeah, compound words.
Yeah.
Anyway, I guess. And then brain freeze.
That's funny. That's really funny.
Okay, and then here.
Oh, what are the other three? I don't even remember. Oh, chick flick, which I thought was pretty funny. Wi-Fi, and for those people who don't know what that is, that's just wireless. You have wireless internet available to you.
Or anything wireless.
Yeah. Thanks. And the last one that we have, which is just a few of the many that they added last week, was unibrow, which I thought was pretty funny too.
I wonder how they decide which words are going to be
added. I don't know. There's got to be a committee. Do you know, Tri-Boomer?
I don't know. I was just thinking maybe you could use the bikini wax on the unibrow.
Yeah. Make it a dual compound word.
Yeah, and I saw an article. After you told me about that, I, of course, did a Google on it.
Right.
They had a list of words that didn't make it in. And those are interesting.
Yeah.
And no, I don't have the list of those because I don't remember, but I just remember thinking...
Oh, Bling Bling.
Oh, yeah. Bling Bling didn't make it. But I was wondering why...
Yeah, who decides?
Why that one didn't make it, but... I wonder if it was lack of a proper way to define it, or actually the word itself, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I mean...
What's a synonym for Bling Bling?
Diamonds.
Our girl's best friend. Not me, really. If you bought me a bike, I would be more keen on you than diamonds. Right?
Right, yeah. I'll take a bike instead of a wedding ring. Yeah.
Diamonds are my bling... Or I mean, bikes
are... Bikes are your bling bling?
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
We're a different kind of breed, huh?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Anyway, so yeah, that's your In the News and Word of the Week.
This week's Exercise Your Brain, we had a listener call in with, I mean, mail in with an answer.
Yeah, yeah.
Email us. This guy, you might know him. His handle on TriScoop is Red Bull, a.k.a. Jamie Bull.
Where is he from?
New York.
That's right, New York. Syracuse. That's right, I remember now.
So he... answered both questions and was correct on both.
That's super stellar, Jamie.
Yes. Gold star and platinum star.
Gold star.
Okay, so here's the questions were...
Oh, Trevor, did you hear the questions last week?
Yeah. I did.
Do you have any guesses at this point?
No, I was kind of... What was the answer?
Okay, we'll do the same thing that's all called here for us. The first question was... the first Ironman, how many participants completed it? And Jamie told us, and was correct, that 12 of 15 competitors completed the race. And that took place in Hawaii. The first Ironman, yeah, it was in Hawaii, and 12 people completed it. The second answer was, when was the first Iron Woman crowned? And that was in 1979, and it was Wynne LeMaire, I believe you pronounce it.
Wynne? 79?
79.
Wow.
And she was a cyclist from Boston.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I remember now.
The way we're walking on the trail we usually run on, but we decided to walk it. And there's just a knot on my tail also.
So that's your, what is that?
Oh, that was the answer to
the answer.
We have the Exercise Your Brain for next week. If you have an answer, please email us.
At intransitduo.com, and our emails are on there.
Yes. Okay. Our new Exercise Your Brain for this week, Triboomer is getting an early start on this, so we expect an answer from you. okay. What group or individual claims to have invented triathlon and when?
Oh, this is a great question. I love the answer.
In what, yeah, what year or what, around what year?
So yeah.
If you think you can tackle that one, send us an email. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's Exercise Your Brain. Yeah, next week, race review, trip review of the Grand Canyon.
Yeah.
Of course, we have a pump-up song for you for this week.
Oh, yeah, what's a pump-up song?
And we thought it kind of reminded us of...
Oh, my transitions, that's right, because I'm a talker.
The song is by Life Jazz Keith, and it's called Talk Too Much.
Talk Too Much. That's what I do during transition. But not this time, I swear, I'm not going to talk. I'm totally lying. I know I will. But I'm going to try not to talk during transition. That's one thing I can really speed up on, so that's what I'm going to do.
Okay.
So here's a pump-up song of the week.
So fine, I'm getting in your way. Everything. Changing me, I gave no guarantee. Hope that you